What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Jay the Red Santee here to bring to you another episode on Anchor of TRSS Turnbuckle Tabloids in the Moment. Make sure you check us out on all social media outlets, on the Like and Group page on Facebook, as well as on Instagram, Twitter, and the YouTube. So on this week's segment, I gotta let you guys know that this is the fighting segment of the day. WWE 2K18 released a patch for all consoles, and the most disappointing, of course, is on the Nintendo Switch. Yes, my friends, I am one of those who has purchased the Nintendo Switch version. I did it because I wanted to do a review on it and share it with the masses. And so far, it has become one of the biggest regrets I have had in 2017. Besides that one woman who came over, and I'd rather not talk about it right now. It was just a weird night. Any case, the WWE 2K18 patch has apparently been one that is supposed to be fixing some minor glitches that some fans were having, such as unable to delete certain wrestlers, creator wrestlers that were connected to deleted universes, as well as floating objects in the middle of the ring during the match. Seems those bugs were fixed, but as for the Nintendo Switch version, still problems. It's still problematic. I must say, if you played in the docked version with your Switch docked and you're playing it on your TV, it seems a bit better. Like, it stepped up a little bit. Not by much, but a little bit. Early on, it was very glitchy and very slow-paced and laggy. But I think with this patch, it's slightly better. It kind of reminds me of the older 3D polygon games of years ago. And, you know, it's sad because I really wanted the WWE 2K18 franchise to be joined up with the Nintendo Switch version, because you could have played it on the go. As for the portable version, it is still god awful, terrible, ridiculous. It's just, it's unplayable, and it's frustrating, very much so, because I wanted to play my game on the go. So hopefully I'm one of those that is waiting for the WWE 2K18 franchise to fix itself on a Nintendo Switch, but I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon. Still, fingers are crossed. Also, Dragon Ball FighterZ, or Dragon Ball Fighters, whatever you guys are calling it, was released today, and I must tell you, I've been playing it for a couple hours now, and I have to say, it's fantastic. It reminds me of such of the throwback days of when I used to play Dragon Ball games on older consoles, especially the Budokai series I was a fan of. The Xenoverse games were pretty cool, but it's nothing in comparison to what Dragon Ball FighterZ is. This game is awesome. If you're a novice, it's easy to pick up and play. You'd be able to just go with it. And even if you're not an anime fan or you're not a Dragon Ball fan, but you are a fighting game fan, this is one that's be great for you. The one thing that I can ask you guys is, will Dragon Ball FighterZ, or like I said, Dragon Ball Fighters, whatever you guys are calling it, is it going to be one of those games that is going to be on the esports level? Will players be gravitating to this to be in a competitive level? Will this be a game in which we'll see teams fighting for championship gold and monies and purses? I myself believe that this is going to be one of those games that's going to be able to transition to that next level. And I also see that beginners, newbies to this platform and this genre will be able to pick this up and possibly be able to excel quickly in this series because of its range and audience. So what you guys thoughts, what you guys opinions, let us know here at TRSS Turnbuckle Tabloids in the Moments on Anchor. Like I said, make sure you check us out, and also check out Big Rich, because I know he's going to be doing a full review on Dragon Ball FighterZ at RageWorks.net. RageWorks.net has everything under the umbrella you guys want, from pop culture, video games, movies, TV shows. Why go anywhere else? Just go there. RageWorks.net. All right, guys, I'm going to be out. And check us out, man. TRSSpodcast.com and also TurnbuckleTabloid.com. I'm going to keep playing Dragon Ball FighterZ. Have a good night. Catch you guys later.